This church of Bullard, Texas, and his wife Carolyn, and God has really been blessing me with them just spending some one-on-one time. That's why I invite these guys up, you know, so I can get some one-on-one time. And I get blessed. And I thought I'll share them a little bit with you in a few evening times. So Bobby, why don't you come on up and have at it.
That's good. Good. Everybody okay?
Okay.
How many of you are here this morning? That's good. How many of you are not here this morning? That's good. God bless you. We're glad to have you. We're going to have a good time. Everybody believe that the Lord likes to have a good time?
Yeah.
He likes to have a good time. Here's a battery. Wonder what this is for. In case our battery runs down.
In case it runs down.
I set it over here. A lot of stuff to play with. What is this?
That's our anointing ball.
That's right. Yeah. If you run out of something to do, you can juggle. Boy, I tell you, God's really up to something. He really is going to do something wonderful and fantastic in the Baptists. I really am sure of that. I'm sure the Lord's going to fill the Southern Baptist Convention with the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It's going to be incredible. They've had the Word of God, but they really have not had the breath of the Spirit like God wants to release on them. And so that's about to take place, and it's going to start at the top and come down. It really is going to be something. So pretty excited about all of that, because that's what we are. We are Southern Baptists, and we really have a heart for those guys. And really enjoyed it. I pastor a Southern Baptist church. Been there for at the same church. It'll be 20 years in February. And so we've only pastored two churches. The other church was Rock Hill Baptist Church. God did a phenomenal work there. It was out in the country. Had a toilet. How many of you know what a toilet is? Didn't have indoor plumbing. Had a toilet out at the back of it. A graveyard over in the front of it. A water hydrant sticking up by an old big oak tree out beside it. But guess what happened there? This is statistically provable facts. We led the Southern Baptist Conventions in people being saved that year. We baptized more people in that little country church than Dr. W.A. Criswell did in First Baptist Church Dallas. Quite a deal. It really was something. And so God really began to do things. How many believe that God wants to do things? Guess how He does it? He does it through His body, born-again believers, and He does it through the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And so we really need the anointing. Look at your neighbor and say, we need the anointing. Look at your neighbor and say, we need the anointing. If we're going to do the work of Jesus, we've got to have the anointing. And today, this morning, we talked about power for a purpose. And we talked about over there where God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, Acts 10:38. And He went about doing good. Now, if Jesus, who is the Son of God, needed the anointing, you and I need the anointing. And the same anointing that rested upon Jesus, the same anointing that rested upon Paul and James and John and all of these guys can rest upon us. Same Holy Spirit. Very same Holy Spirit. Isn't that something? Now the reason we need the very same Holy Spirit and the very same anointing, Jesus told us we're to do the very same work. You remember that? You remember the verse this morning we used, John 14:12. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth upon me and the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go to my Father. And He's talking about sending back the Holy Spirit. Let me ask you a little kind of a trick question. How many of you would have had a different day if you'd have woke up this morning and right beside your bed, Jesus was standing there? I'm talking about the real Jesus, and He was standing right beside your bed. How many of you think you would have started your day a little bit different? Yeah? Well, now here's the shocker. We have something better than that. We have something better than waking up with the real Jesus standing beside the bed. We woke up this morning with the real Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost living inside of us. Jesus Himself said, it's better for you that away. You remember what He told the disciples? It's expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you. Now the Holy Spirit is just like Jesus, according to Jesus. Is that what He said? And I'll pray the Father, and He'll send you another Comforter, and He will abide with you forever. And the word another means one exactly like the original. Is Jesus exactly like the Father? Scripture says He's the express image of the invisible God. If you're going to know Father God, you have to know Father God through the exact representation of Him, the living Lord Jesus. Jesus said in John 14, if you've seen me, you have seen the Father. I and the Father are one. See, now if you're going to know Jesus, according to Jesus, you have to know Him through the power and the person of the Holy Spirit. I will pray the Father, and He will give you another comforter. And the word comforter means one alongside and inside with sufficient strength. And I want you to know something. The Holy Spirit is really doing something during these days. And He's doing it in some unlikely places. Really. There's a move of God in denominational churches that's astounding. There's moves of God in places that it's incredible. A year or so ago, we went out to Omaha, Nebraska to do a meeting. We were doing a meeting. Carolyn said it may have been longer than that. We were doing a meeting in Omaha, Nebraska, and a bunch of nuns came, Catholic nuns came to the meeting. And they came in their stuff. They had all their stuff on. And so they came forward and they wanted the anointing. And they're old. I'm talking about old Catholic nuns, a whole string of them. And I said, what are y'all here for? They said, we want the anointing. I said, oh, great. And I said, ask the Holy Spirit to touch you. They asked the Holy Spirit to touch them. Wham! They all fell down the floor in 1 second. And, you know, everything was just going wonderful there. And one of them jumped up and she said, oh, me! Oh, me! Oh, dear me! And she was just drunk as she could be. But I thought, isn't that strange? Here's a Baptist preacher releasing the anointing of the Holy Ghost to Catholics. And so, that sounds like Joel to me, doesn't you? In the last days, God will pour out of His Spirit upon all flesh. All means Baptist, Catholic, Lutheran, Presbyterian, even us. You know, all flesh. God is pouring His Spirit out. And I like that because it's going to take the power of the Spirit to accomplish what God wants to accomplish during these days. Now, if just preaching good sermons would get the world saved, the world would have been saved. I mean, we live in a time when you have smorgasbord preaching. Turn on the television, man, you can get everybody from Shambach to Schuller. Is that right? I mean, you can hear any kind of message. Preaching without the power of the Holy Ghost is not God's plan. 1 Corinthians 4:20 says the kingdom of God doesn't come just in talk, but in power. 1 Corinthians 4:20. That's right. It doesn't come just in talk, but in power. Paul said, I have fully preached the gospel unto you with mighty signs and wonders. We've got to preach the gospel, yes, a jillion, billion times. Yes, 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 we've got to preach the gospel. But just preaching the gospel without the anointing of the Holy Spirit is not going to fulfill all that God wants to be done. We've got to have the anointing. Jesus preached under the anointing. He did. He was full of the Holy Spirit. The Bible prophesies about Jesus being full of the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 11, Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon Him. And He prophesied about in Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach good tidings. And you remember that verse? Now, Jesus was anointed. And the very word Christ is Christos, which means the anointed one. But the anointed one was anointed. And boy, it's really amazing that you and I can enter into the anointing. And God wants to anoint His people. It really is essential that we have the anointing. Now, I want to talk to you just a little bit about the anointing and about the Holy Spirit. God is tired of us treating the Holy Spirit as a stepchild. God is tired of us treating the Holy Spirit like an add-on. Like you have Christian experience and then later on if you want to, you can have the Holy Ghost. Well, I got news for you. The Scriptures teach without the Holy Ghost, you have no Christian experience. Well, where's that? Well, it's Romans 8:11. If the Spirit that raised up Christ Jesus from the dead dwell not in you, you're none of His. Pretty clear, isn't it? No man can come to the Father except the Spirit draw him or woo him. The Holy Spirit is not optional. The Holy Spirit is not optional. Now, a lot of people think the Holy Spirit just began to move in Acts 2. You know where the Bible records the Holy Spirit moving? Genesis 1-2. Genesis is the first book of the Bible. The word Genesis means what? The beginnings. The beginnings of the beginnings, Genesis 1-2. It says, Genesis 1-1, in the beginning, God. And then it talks about the earth being without form and void and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God did what? Moved. Now let me tell you something, it's always a wonderful time for the Spirit of God to move when there's chaos and there's darkness, there's no form, there's no shape, there's no real substance, and the Spirit of God moved. Now let me tell you something about the Holy Spirit. He wrote the Bible. He wrote the Bible. All Scripture is given by the what? Breath of God. All Scripture, not part of it, portion of it, all of it. Holy men of old spake as they were moved by the Spirit of God. Folks, This Holy Spirit we're talking about tonight is absolutely essential. We cannot understand the Scriptures. We cannot press and move into the deep things of God apart from the Holy Spirit. You remember 1 Corinthians 2:9? If you've ever been to a Baptist funeral, you've heard that verse. You remember what it says? 1 Corinthians 2:9, "Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither is entered in the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those that love Him." Remember that? But verse 10 is where we need to get. "But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For His Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God." Now, I want to know the deep things of God. Don't you?
Yes.
Now, there's one that will teach us, and that's the Holy Spirit's ministry. He teaches us. He calls to our remembrance the things that we've been taught. You remember that's what Jesus said? He will call to your remembrance the things that you've been taught. So, the Holy Spirit is our instructor. He's our indweller. He's our empowerer. You believe that? He indwells us. See, when you got born again, guess what? The Spirit of God came to reside in you. Remember the verse Paul said, "What, know you not that your body is the what? Temple of the Lord. Holy Ghost lives in you." The Holy Spirit lives in you. Don't you like that? Holy Spirit lives in you. Let's see what's up here. Here's some... Boy, there's a lot of stuff up here. Here's something. Taco. Is that taco? Taco? Taco, maybe? Like that. It's pretty good. Now, I wonder who would have thought that would have been a musical instrument, just a piece of wood with a hole in the side. But it's okay, isn't it? You know what this does? It sets a cadence, doesn't it? Do you believe this can throw the whole team off? It really can. You're exactly right. It really does set cadence. And I'm telling you, God is really doing that nowadays. He's setting a new cadence. Did you know every army has, in historical times past, they had a trumpeter to assemble the people and they had a drummer to put the people in cadence? You believe there's a new drum beat happening across the body of Christ? God is raising an army. He really is. He's raising an army because there's fixing to be a battle. We're not going to be fighting the Methodists or, the others. Guess who we're going to be fighting? The enemy. The devil. Now, there is a literal devil. One of his schemes is to say, "I don't exist," but there is one. You understand that? He is the foe. He doesn't like you at all. He's been really doing some strategy to bring you down, but God is going to see that we get victorious. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about the Holy Spirit. He's indispensable. That means we can't do without Him. He authored the Bible. He interprets the Bible. God Almighty said, "I will put My Spirit within you and cause you to walk in My statutes and My commandments." He makes a change in our life. When the Holy Spirit comes in, He changes us. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in what? Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away." Few things get rearranged. No, all things become new. See, the Holy Spirit renews our life. He renews our mind. And He causes us to want to have passion for the person of the Lord Jesus. When you get born again, the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside of you. And He begins to challenge you to know more about the ways and the workings of Jesus. Now, if it was up to you, you'd never want to study the Scriptures. But there's a hunger comes inside of you. A craving inside of you. A desire to know more about Jesus. Guess who instigates that? The Holy Ghost. Now, I told you this morning, John 16:14, the Holy Ghost is on a mission. His mission is to do what? Glorify the Lamb of God. I've had preachers say, "Oh man, I'd be afraid to just turn loose and let the Holy Ghost have His way in my church." I said, "Oh yes, preacher, it'd be really dangerous to do something like that because Jesus might get glorified. Word of God might be taught with power." See, now these are things that will happen when the Holy Ghost is in charge. Now let me tell you something else. The Holy Ghost really will scare hell out of religious spirits. I want you to know that. When the Holy Ghost shows up, guess what it is? It's controlled chaos. A lot of people think the Holy Ghost is just like a little parakeet or pigeon. Ooh, ooh, ooh. No, man, it's like a jet airplane. It's like a hurricane. I'm telling you, you remember the guy in Acts 3? 40 years old, never took a step in his life. 40 years old. Just think. 40 years old. That's old. Crippled from his mother's womb. Now, I can say that's old because I'm, fixing to be 53? Can you believe that? Is that right? My word, I feel like a teenager. I don't tell you that the Holy Ghost keeps you youthful. I intend to live a long time but never get old. That's the truth. I intend to live a long time but never get old. You say it can't happen. It did to Moses. Moses' eyes were not abated, neither was his natural forces gone from him. You believe that? You believe in his presence? There's rejuvenation? And there really is. You don't have to get old and decrepit. But anyway, well, where was that? I was talking about something here, and I said I wasn't. Did what? Oh, the guy, 40 years old. And I said, 40 years is old. 40 years old. I was doing the 29 deal. Yeah, I was doing the 29 deal. Remember? But anyway, I was trying to tell you it's not very old. Got plenty of time for these decisions that we need to make. 40 years old, never took a step. Acts 3. But one day, Peter and John, about to go into the temple at the hour of prayer, walked by this guy, and the guy was a beggar, had a little cup. And he looked at Peter and John, and they said to him, "Silver and gold we don't have, but such as we do have, we'll give you in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk." And the Bible said immediately, that very moment, that very second, that very instant in time, his feet and his ankle bones received strength. And he did what? He got under the power and unction of anointing, and he jumped up, ran into the temple, walking and leaping in. Controlled chaos. How would you like to have been in that temple? See, it was a customary, ritualistic time of prayer. All these eons, they've been going into the temple. Time to pray. Going into the temple, a place where God was supposed to be. But they weren't expecting to meet God. It's just going to be another mundane day in the temple. Can't you see him? Yeah! Here comes this guy. He's hopping in, leaping and shouting. And don't you know they said, "Oh, what's this in the temple?" It's God. God's power showed up in the temple. You believe it caused no small stir in that little city? Remember that? And they caught Peter and John and they said, "By what power or might have you made this man whole?" They said, "Hey, don't look at us like we did it. We didn't have nothing to do with it, you know." I like that. I like that when we don't take the credit for what God does. You remember that? It's all in Acts 3. In Acts 4, it talks about them threatening them. The high council, the religious council, that pharisaical council called Peter and those guys in and said, "Don't you ever preach or teach again in that name." See, they don't mind us being religious, just leave God out of it. You know, Peter and them didn't say, "Oh man, we're so sorry we overstepped your etiquette. We'll just never cause any trouble again." You know what he said? We ought to obey God rather than man. Now get that deep down in you. The Bible says we ought to obey God rather than man. When men begin to say, "Hey, what are you doing in that church letting the Holy Ghost do that? What are you doing in that church letting them clap?" "Well, I'm doing Psalms 47:1. Psalms 47:1 says, "Let them clap and shout with the voice of triumph." Do you believe a lot of people don't like clapping and shouting in church? Same people, go to the ball game with them. Yeah, yeah. Well, see, the problem is you're just not that excited about Jesus. Now, let me tell you, I suppose that Jesus has done more for us than Junior League. Don't you? I believe Jesus has done more for us than somebody knocking a ball past third base. Y'all understand this? Do you believe people really get up in the air about people clapping and shouting in church? You know why? The only one ever deserving applaud and accolades like that is Jesus. But we give it to everyone else. And you know, and they say, "Oh, I don't know how they get that raising hands in church." Well, it's all throughout the scriptures. You ought to study how many times it says in the Bible, "Let them raise holy hands to the Lord." Now, we're just talking about some little pressure points that seem to bug religious spirits. You ever watch the same people though? You know, man, everybody believes in raising hands as a part of praise. You ever watch Emmitt Smith and those guys or some of those football players when they finally make a touchdown? I've seen big old guys just go, yeah. They believe in dancing. It's just not for Jesus. Now, let me tell you something, folks. This is where the rubber meets the road. Everybody wants to be passionate, but just not for the person of the Lord. Let me tell you something. I have news for you. We're on this earth to be passionate for Jesus. "This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise." Well, you know, I'm just a reserved fellow, you know, preacher. And I don't know how reserved you are. You know, the Lord was there when you slammed the car door on your finger. Reserved, are you? I just don't believe in showing my emotions. Well, I don't know. What about when that lady ran the red light and... Well, I'm just kind of a self-contained person. Well, no, just religious could be the problem. Listen, folks, we've got to get real with Jesus. This Holy Spirit we're talking about, He wants to invade our lives. He wants to take us over. He wants to fill us. He wants to control us. Now, that choice is up to you. You need to ask Him. You need to ask the Father to fill you with the Holy Spirit. I have a lot of people say, oh, I just wish I could be full of the Holy Spirit. You don't wish the Holy Spirit in you. How do you get Him in you? Luke 11. Jesus said, if we being evil know how to give our children good gifts, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? Now, He likened the Holy Spirit as a good gift there, didn't He? Mm-hmm. So the Holy Spirit is good. Matter of fact, the Holy Spirit's God, Acts 5. You know, have you ever studied that? Ananias, why Satan put in our heart to lie unto the Holy Ghost, that is not lied unto man, but unto God. Did the Apostle Peter know what he's talking about? I suppose so. You know, he wrote much of the Bible there. Now, the Holy Ghost is God. That's what Acts 5 talks about. Hey, have you ever noticed how a lot of people are wanting to be a Spirit-filled, a Book of Acts church till it gets to Acts 5? What happened in Acts 5? God snuffed a couple of people for pretending that their devotion to the Lord was full-blown. A little husband and wife team. Remember the story? I told him, I said, if God moves into that phase again, best business to be in would be the mortuary business. Is that true? You remember the story, Acts 5? Son of encouragement had sold some property, brought it, laid it at the apostles' feet. Wouldn't that be a wonderful anointing to come? Neither man counted anything his own that he hadn't, but they sold it and brought it all and laid it at the apostles' feet. Remember that? That spirit of liberality and generosity. Don't see much of that, but well, it could come. You understand that it could come. But anyway, it was a wonderful thing. The church was rejoicing over the son of encouragement doing that. So Ananias and Sapphira said, hey man, you know, that really got him some brownie points. Why don't we sell a portion of the land, keep back some of the loot, and we'll go into the apostles and say, oh, shaka, look, brethren, we've sold this for this and this and this and this, and we're laying it all at the Lord's feet because we're just so dedicated and devoted to the church and the kingdom purposes. They did that. They brought it in, laid it at the apostles' feet, and this gift of knowledge, this gift of prophecy, this gift of discernment began to kick in the apostle Peter. And said, did you sell the land for so-and-so? Yes, brother, yes, we did. Is this all that it is? Yes. He said, no, wait a minute. We had no restraint on this at all. You could have done with the money whatever you wanted to. The problem here is lying to God. Acts 5, you remember the story? And what happened to Ananias? A couple of hours later, wonder where Miss Ananias had been, Sapphira. Pimping! She was going to be, you know, casually late. Because, see, the whole deal with these couple was putting on a show. I bet she'd probably been to the local hair twister or something like that. Or maybe had her stuff on, you know. And so, boy, I mean, she'd probably got everything just right. As she's making her grand entrance. Dun, 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 dun. De-da-de-do. In she comes. Not knowing that her husband has done was a stiff, you know. Well, anyway, Peter says to her, did y'all do the land deal? Yes. Is this what? Yes. And he said, oh, dear sister, the same people that buried your husband, they're here for you also. She fell down and what? Gave up the ghost. In church. Holy Ghost church. Now we're talking about this Holy Spirit. Is that right? Listen, folks, this is real stuff. You know, it's exciting when God begins to move. We've seen things happen. I was in a meeting one time and a girl was struck blind. Now, how'd you like that on your resume? Come to our meeting, struck blind. Yeah. But she was lying about her devotion to God and about her friendship to a blind girl. You know what she was doing? She was practicing witchcraft, and instead of praying for a blind girl, she was always encouraging the blindness. So the Lord just let her eat from the fruit of her own lip, and she was struck blind in a meeting. Now, this is all documentable. Isn't that something? You say, well, that don't sound like Bible to me. Well, you'd be surprised in the Bible how many times people who were playing about their Christian experience were smitten with blindness. Example, Acts 13, a guy named Son of Jesus, Bar Jesus. He didn't know Jesus from nothing, but he claimed to be the well-enlightened one. Bar Jesus, Elimaeus, the very enlightened one, a New Age worker. And guess what happened? Paul came on the scene, told him he was not the well-enlightened one. He was the child of Satan, full of mischief. And he said, and by the way, a scale of darkness will fall upon you. And he went about looking for somebody to lead him by the hand. New Testament Christianity. It's far removed from what we have now, isn't it? That's why there's a revolution coming. You say, you want a revolution? Yeah, there's going to be one. You believe that? We're going to revolt against religious activity without the Holy Ghost. This whole thing is a revolution. It really is. Well, the Holy Spirit can't understand the Bible without Him. He's the interpreter of the Scriptures. He's the author of the Scriptures. He enlightens our heart to understand the things of God. He gives us ears to hear what the Spirit says to the church. Did you know that's one of the most repeated statements in the New Testament? One of the most repeated statements in the New Testament is, he that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. You believe we need ears to hear what the Spirit says? Now, let me get up here so we'll think we're preaching. Well, he just didn't even use the Bible. Well, yeah, I think we've quoted a few verses. Well, anyway, the Holy Spirit really, really, really will enlighten us. The Holy Spirit really will give us ears to hear what the Spirit says. The Holy Spirit will cause us to want to walk in the fullness of the things of Jesus. The Holy Spirit brings joy in our hearts. You believe that? Do you think we could use a little joy? The joy of the Lord is our... A merry heart does good like a medicine. Okay, now just with those two verses. A merry heart does good like a medicine. I believe there's a lot of sick people in the body of Christ. Emotionally sick, physically sick. Well, a merry heart does good like a medicine. How do we get a merry heart? We respond to the flow and the function of the Holy Spirit. In His presence is the fullness of joy. At His right hand are pleasures forevermore. The kingdom of God is not meat and drinks, rules and regulations, but it is righteousness and peace and joy where? In the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Now, if a merry heart does good like a medicine, we need to really understand that being happy in the Holy Ghost can be therapeutic. Make you feel good. Don't you like to be healed? I'm so tired of people saying, well, I don't know if it's the will of God for me to be healed. Well, I do. It is. No doubt. Perfect will of God is for you to be healed. Well, I don't know about that. How many sick people in heaven? Are we told to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven? Says when the children of Israel left Egyptian bondage, which is a type of us entering into the Spirit-filled life, there was not one sick or feeble one among them. You say, well, now listen, preacher, I know somebody prayed for somebody and they died. Well, I did too. I prayed for people that died. But that doesn't stop the Lord from being a healer. Something just wasn't right. And guess what? It wasn't God that was wrong. Something's wrong with me or the person we're praying for. I believe that. You say, well, no, I don't believe it's God's will to heal everybody. 3 John 2 says, I wish above all things, beloved, that you would be in health. Does that talk about well? Being well? Third John 2. I wish above all things, beloved. Now, John is speaking as an apostle of the Lord Jesus. The church is built upon the apostles' doctrine. The apostles' foundation doctrine is, I wish you would be in health and prosper even as your soul prospers. Did Jesus pay for our sins? Did Jesus pay for our sicknesses? Amen. Isaiah 53. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And by His stripes, we're healed.
Healing
is in the atonement. The Apostle Peter says, by His stripes we are healed. Isaiah, prophesying about the finished work of Christ on Calvary, said, by His stripes we're healed. Matthew, quoting under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, Isaiah 53, says, surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sicknesses. Psalms 103, David, the man after God's own heart, says this about God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Verse 2 says, and forget not all of His benefits, who forgives all of your iniquities and does what? Heals all your diseases. So I am opting to believe what God says. He wants to heal you. I've seen people that stood on this no matter what the doctor said. Now, I'll tell you something. We preach to doctors. I believe that God will use doctors, nurses, hospitals. But the best place to get a curse is in a hospital. And you know what people will do? They'll believe a professional other than what God says. Well, you know, we've run the test, and you know, I'm just here to tell you, brother. No hope. Well, just a minute. Who are you putting your hope in? Listen, God can do anything. Well, y'all to keep poking in this hole a little? See, when the Holy Ghost shows up, one of the ministries He does, He brings healing. He brings the full function of the Lord Jesus, which is Redeemer and Healer. Now, let me ask you this. Do you want to be well?
Yes.
We've got to start believing what the Scripture says and not what denominational says. I've had people say, oh, no, listen, we're Baptists, we don't believe in healing. Just a minute. Whoa. Do you believe they say statements like that? We don't believe in divine healing. Well, let me tell you, the Bible is filled with promises of divine healing. I have an idea divine healing is the only kind of healing there is. You believe that? This means yes. Now let me talk to you a little bit about healing. Genesis 18:14, a question is asked. Genesis 18:14, is anything too hard for the Lord? Genesis 18:14, is anything too hard for the Lord? The Bible answers that question. Job 42, verse 2 says, I know thou can do all things. He can do all things. Now, you say, I don't know about that healing. Well, you'll know about it if you get sick. If you get sick, you know what's going to happen? People are going to get sick enough to come to church. When Jesus was operating in His physical body on this earth, people would hear about His healing anointing, and guess what? They would push in to get to where He was. It says in the book of Mark, and it was noised abroad that He was in the house, and there was not room enough to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And four guys went to get some poor paralyzed guy and did what? Carried him up on the roof. Jesus teaching, all of a sudden, building materials falling. They let down that poor paralyzed guy right in the midst of where Jesus is. And what does Jesus do? He said, when He saw their faith, He said to him, son, get up, your sins be forgiven thee. When He saw their faith, He said to him, isn't that neat? Well, I don't know if I got faith. Well, somebody will get faith for you. When He saw their faith, He said to him, son, your sins be forgiven thee, rise up and walk. I liked His response to that. Right in the middle of His message, roofing material falling. He didn't say, ushers, handle that. No, it was an opportunity to show His divinity. Now, that is how the Holy Spirit does. He'll break up meetings. He just comes right there and does stuff that is different than what we think ought to happen. But it's just wonderful. He exalts the Lord Jesus. Now, healing. Is anything too hard for the Lord? It says in Jeremiah 32, 17, I'm Lord God of all flesh. Nothing is too difficult for me. Jeremiah 32. Jeremiah 30, 17 says, I will restore health unto thee. I will heal thee of thy sickness. That's one of the names of God is the Lord your healer. Don't you love the names of God? Here's a little book that talks about the names of God. One of God's names is this, El Shaddai. Guess what it means? The many-breasted one. The one with many breasts. The many-breasted one, which means the God that's more than enough. El Shaddai. Aren't you glad He's not the God that's just barely enough? He's the God that's more than enough. El Shaddai, the many-breasted one. Need to study about the names and the nature of God. They tell us what God really means to us. You like to read? You can have that book. That's the booklet. Told Rick Joyner, I said, I'm thinking about writing a book. And Rick Joyner said, I suggest you read one first. Wasn't that tacky? Wasn't that tacky? Now, he really said that, didn't he, Carolyn? But old Rick, he loves to write and read. He reads his old big, thick books. Old big books, 800 or 900 pages. I tell him I'm waiting on the movie, you know. Okay, the power of the Holy Ghost. If we're going to flow in the fullness of what God has for us, we're going to have to be invaded by the Holy Ghost. We're going to have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Do you believe that it's not a suggestion that we be filled with the Holy Spirit? Do you believe it's a sin not to obey the Word of God? The Word of God says in James 1:22, be doers of the Word and not hearers only. If we're a hearer and not a doer, we're in what? Deception. That's what James 1:22 says. Now, does the Bible say in Ephesians 5:18, be not drunk with wine, where's excess, but be filled with the Spirit of God? Wonder why they associated drunkenness with being full of the Holy Spirit. Wonder why. Be not drunk with wine, where's in excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, have you ever, now I'm not asking you, have you ever been drunk? I'm just saying, have you ever been around somebody drunk? Maybe so. Have you ever, how can you tell if somebody's under the influence of natural alcohol? You can tell. They walk different, talk different, they have different mannerisms, they've had there's been a change, a transition in their life. You believe so? Now, I don't know about you, but just suppose that this could be true. Somebody goes into a bar, and you know, they come in, they got everything just together real good, and all of a sudden they start drinking the world's wine. And then guess what happens? Pretty soon they've lost their timidity and they're on the table doing a dance with a lampshade. You know, does stuff like that happen? Yes, it does happen, you know. I would suggest to you the Holy Ghost needs to come on the church like new wine so we'll lose our timidity. Well, brother, you get enough of this new wine, you'll be, ha, woo, yee-ha. And it is called new wine. He said, I'm setting a feast of fat things and strong wine. That's what God says. It's in the Scripture. And He's saying to His children, come and dine. Now, another thing, if somebody can get drunk on the world's wine, and guess what they do? They get bold. You ever seen that happen? Little Pee Wee Herman type guy couldn't whip a cricket, gets about half drunk, and he's in the bar and he thinks he's Arnold Schwarzenegger, wants to whip the whole crowd. We need the Holy Ghost so we'll get bold. Is Peter an example of getting bold under the Holy Ghost? Simon Peter. Now, Simon Peter wasn't a coward. He wasn't a wuss. Simon Peter attempted to attack 600 Roman soldiers with only an 18-inch sword. A cohort of Roman soldiers when they came to arrest Jesus. But you know, you remember what happened? Jesus had prophesied to Peter and said, you're going to deny me? And Peter said, no, all the rest of these guys might, but I won't. What an arrogant little frumphead he was. Here is Jesus saying, you're going to do this. And then he says to Jesus, you don't know what you're talking about. That's in essence what he said. Peter had that problem, you know. Wonder how many people around here have that problem, thinking they know better than what God knows. You remember when Jesus said, hey guys, you caught anything? Fished all night, caught nothing. Let down your nets on the other side of the boat. That was Peter. I can hear Peter. I can hear Peter say, what in the crap is he talking about? Don't he know? He's caught up. I'm fisherman. I'm the guy with the goods around here. I know where they're schooling. Why don't he tend to his stuff? I'll handle this. Then he says, well, we've fished all night. We've caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, we'll let down the net. Half-hearted obedience is disobedience. Jesus said, let down the nets. He let down a net, and the Scripture says he almost sunk the boat. That's your rebellion when you think you've got a better way than God's. All of these may betray you, but not me. I'll even die for you. And he thought he meant that. But guess what happens? Soldiers come and he's going to prove it. He jerks out a little dicara, an 18-inch sword. There's probably 600 Roman cohort soldiers marching into the Garden of Gethsemane. Peter takes a whack at one of them's throat. Guy dodges and it cuts his ear off, remember? It's all in the Bible. And Jesus stops in that melee and picks up Emmaus' ear and sticks it on. Isn't that a compassionate Savior? I think so. But anyway, now Peter walks. They're carrying Jesus to Pilate's hall. Peter stands out there warming himself by the enemy's fire. And a little girl walks up to him and says, "Hey, you're one of his disciples." Peter said, "Not me. Don't know him." She says, "Oh, yeah, yeah. Your speech betrays you. You even talk like one." And pretty soon, what is Peter doing? He's cursing with an oath. "I don't know him." Does that sound like a conqueror or a coward? That's what happens. Jesus is crucified. But later on, in Acts 2, Peter is in that upper room when the Holy Ghost comes. Who preaches the Pentecostal message in Acts 2? Peter. Peter stands up and he speaks up, and the first thing he says is, "You men, by wicked hands, have taken Christ and crucified him." Now, I want to tell you, something has transpired in the heart of Peter. From a wuss at the fire with a little teenage girl to a great champion standing before preaching with the power and the anointing, the unction of the Holy Ghost, and 2,000 people get saved. I would suggest the power of the Holy Ghost had come upon Peter and changed him. Do you believe we need the anointing of the Holy Ghost to get bold? I think so. I think so. Well, it would be good. The 50s party, August the 24th, 1996. Who is this? Truckee? Or who's the Chucky?
Truckee.
Graphite. That sounds like a rod. Graphite rod, you know, fishing. Y'all do any fishing around here? Are there bass around here? Any fish or anything? Catfish and bass? That's good. Little bitties, that's bad. I don't like little fish. But I like fish. Well, good. All right. Do you know why this ball is like this? So it can't function like a real ball? It really is. It's probably the exact same size as a baseball. So it has some of the characteristics of a baseball, but it's altered so it will not do the function of a baseball. There's a golf ball just like this, a practice golf ball. I could tee up a real golf ball, and if I hit it, I could knock it, you know, I'd like to say 400 yards, but probably 250. And I can tee up a practice golf ball, and I can hit it as hard as I want to. And the same golf ball that would have went 200, 300 yards, that little practice golf ball will go maybe to the back door. Why? It's fixed to not function like the real thing. Now, when I go out to play a real golf game, which one am I going to use? The real thing. I believe there's a lesson in this little ball for us. Could I tell you, this is not scrimmage or practice. This is the real thing called church. This is not a time just to play with those that are altered and won't function like the real thing. We're not in practice. This is not scrimmage. This is the main play. This is the main game. This is the only stage open. Y'all understand that? We think it's practice. We think it's rehearsal. We're here for destiny. We're here to change the world. I was laying in the room a while ago over there, and I asked the Lord, and He said, "I want you to speak to these people, Esther 4:14. Esther 4:14 says, you're in the kingdom for such a time as now. Esther 4:14, you're in the kingdom for such a time as now. We have never had the opportunity like we've got right now to reach the world. Right. Billy Graham this year preached his worldwide crusade by satellite hookup, first time it's ever been accomplished in the history of mankind. You believe we're living in a day, in a decade, when there's incredible harvest going on? While I'm talking to you, while we've been on this world today, 30,000 people have been born again. While we're, today, 30,000 people. It's amazing, isn't it? That's in China. 30,000 people a day in China have been saved. Guess how much has been saved across the whole world? Almost 200,000. 178,000 people a day coming to know Jesus. More people are coming to know Christ right now than are being physically born. You know what is happening? You know who's the great author of evangelism? Holy Ghost. In Central America, it's reported that 400 people per hour, 7 days a week, are coming to know Jesus Christ. 24 hours a day, 400 people an hour. Does the Bible talk about in the last days the reapers catching up with the sowers? Yeah, it does. Well, it's a great thing. We've got to get genuine. Now, just because God's not moving in a mighty way and across America doesn't mean God's not moving. God is moving, man. Pastor just got back from China. Tremendous revival going on in China. They bring dead people to the church before they carry them to the morgue, expecting resurrection. Isn't that something? Dennis Balcom, he showed me a video of a little boy, 7 or 8 years old, on a table preaching to thousands. There's people in their 20s have churches of 2,000 to 4,000 in over a couple of months. You know what? It's a mushroom thing of the power of the Holy Ghost. Russia, we just got back from there. Boy, there's an incredible revival going on in Russia. See, it's against a lot of preaching. China. Isn't that amazing? Well, here. Do you want the power of the Holy Ghost? I think so. I hope that you'll sign up for the little newsletter. You need to get that, if you will. A call to confrontation. What are we going to confront? One thing we're going to confront, according to the Bible, is Jude 3. These evil men who have crept in unawares and have perverted the grace of God. Stir us, but it's going to be a good stirring. He'll help us. Do you believe the Lord will help us?
Yes.
Well, ladies, it's going to be okay. Well, the Holy Spirit, there's a lot about Him in the Bible. So much more than we could ever just get while we're talking here. But it's fun to talk about Him. You believe that? Okay. And I told you this morning that we really need to know the Holy Spirit because He's a real agent of God at work on the earth today. God the Father's where? In heaven. God the Son is where? Seated at His right hand. But guess who's down here? God the Holy Spirit. Isn't that? See, Acts 5, we already proved He's God. Isn't that neat? We need to get to know Him. He needs to fill every part and parcel of us. He's not just something that is a little goosebump or a little bubble in your tummy. He wants to take us over. He wants to fill every part of us. Do you want to be filled with the Spirit of God?
Amen.
What will happen? Speaking to ourselves in psalms and hymns and making melody to the Lord. It's just wonderful. Now, there's a lot of things that will happen to us when we're full of the Spirit. But the main thing will be Jesus will become real. That's the main thing. That is the very main thing. Peter Lord says we better make sure we make the main thing the main thing. And the Holy Spirit makes the main thing the main thing. He always points to Jesus. He does. He's on a holy mission to glorify the Lamb of God. And so we need to study about the Holy Spirit sometimes. There was some tapes over there that talks about the Holy Spirit. But let's stand up and invite Him to come right here in this room today. You want to? Yeah, let's just ask Him. If we invite Him, He comes. You believe that? Come here and see me. It's a nice looking guy. Have you ever thought about preaching the gospel when you get older? You know, we probably don't even have to wait till we get older. Really, the Lord is using young people in a mighty way. How old are you?
11.
11 years old. Man, God is really using young people. Some of the greatest anointing we're seeing across America is coming with young people. Some of the people we're seeing anointed, I saw them in visions before they started coming into the church. Weird, man. No hair, purple hair, pins. And I thought, first time I saw them in a vision, I thought, dear God, who is this? And the Lord said, welcome to my new end time army. Yeah. And now we're seeing them coming to church. It's the truth, man. It is awesome. Other day in one of the meetings, a girl that was bareheaded, she had shaved her head, had tattoos on, had needles and stuff all over. She came up and the first question she asked me is this. Now, I don't know where she could get a statement like this. She said, are you crazy? To me. I said, a little bit, but I'm okay. Next question was, is this real? People were falling down and stuff like that. I said, yes, it really is real. Then she says, third question, can it happen to me? I said, not till you give your heart to Jesus. She said, well, how do I do that? I said, well, you respond to the Lord Jesus by faith. And we talked to her about being saved. She said, I want to do that. So in a moment, wham, she falls over. In a moment, she's asked the Lord to take over her life. And she's standing there. And she said, I want this. She wanted to fall under the power of God and what was happening to other people. I said, well, ask the Lord to touch you. And so she asked the Lord to touch her. I'm talking about some girl maybe in her 20s. I don't know how old she was. 20, I don't know. I can't tell her age. But she's bareheaded, tattoos all over, man, rank kind of girl. Wham! She asks Jesus to touch her. Wham! She falls over, jumps up now. Television cameras are running, microphone's on. She jumps up, and the Lord said, this is really me. He said, she's got something to say. And I stick the microphone over there, and she starts preaching. She says to me, not in a caustic way, not in a condemning way, where has this been? This is what my generation is looking for. This is what we're giving our lives for on the streets, that euphoric anointing. That's what she's talking about. She says, where has this been? Now, I want to tell you something. We're going to really owe this generation an apology for not setting an arena where they can respond to the Holy Ghost. And man, I'm telling you, these kids are responding to the Holy Ghost. Not long ago, we was in Germany. We did a Get Ready conference over there. 7,000 teenagers registered, and something like 3,000 jumped the fence. Almost 10,000 teenagers in a football field over there. And here we are with Paul Cain over there ministering to them. See, Paul had a vision years ago that in the end time, they'd be an end time army of young people. Now, I believe that was it. I believe that was the end time army he had been seeing that was going to be raised up. Now, can you imagine, here's almost 10,000 teenagers in Germany responding to me and Paul Cain? Now, just look at it any way you want to. We're not youth leaders, you know. But here they were. I mean, wild. You have to see footage of it. It's incredible, but it's a real breakthrough. So I want to tell you something. God's going to touch you. God's going to use you. He's going to anoint you. Plus, I like your haircut. I like that. Ask the Lord to touch you. Just ask Him. Say, Lord Jesus, touch my life. Use me any way you want to. Here I am. Do anything you want to with my life. That's right. I'll serve you, Jesus. I'll follow you anywhere. In Jesus' name. That's really the truth. That's really the truth. And He really will. All the days of His life, He'll never forget this moment standing here in this church. I'm telling you. It's incredible. I like this. Give me five. That's good. That's 15, but it's okay. It's okay. It's 15, wasn't it? I like the skater girl. She's got a real anointing headed her way. The girl that came skating in here. And you're really kind of you really are an adventurous girl, and God's going to use that. He likes it. Do you believe we need to be adventurous? Kind of exploring the things of God. Well, let's pray and we'll ask the Lord to come get in this room by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, we were in a place like this one time and prayed, and incredible things happened. We've been in places where fire would fall, where things would burst into flames. Isn't that strange? Really, we have. Been in places where you stick your hand out and blue arcs of fire would fly. Hundreds of people see it, maybe thousands of people. I don't know how all that works, but it's kind of like special effects, you know. See, you know, the world believes in special effects. Is that right? The rock guys, they got their little fake smoke. Listen, God's about to give us real smoke. Amen. They got their laser lights. God's about to give us His glory lights. Amen. Really, in church? Really, really? He wants us to have the good time. So let's lift your hands, if you will, and ask the Holy Spirit to come and touch you. Holy Spirit, we really welcome you. We welcome you. We want you to feel perfectly at home here. We don't want you to be quenched, grieved, restricted, restrained in any way. We know that you will honor the Lamb of God. You will honor and exalt the Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we see that you're absolutely wonderful. You're far more wonderful than our minds can conceive. You're more wonderful than our words could articulate. Jesus, you are matchless beyond measure. You truly are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. At your very name, every knee bows. Lord, we want to adore you more. We want to see you more clear. We want to be made like you, Jesus. And Holy Spirit, we know that you will do that. You'll conform us, mold us, shape us.
in action and reaction like the Lord Jesus. So the Holy Spirit conform us to His image. Make us like Him. Empower us to be Your witnesses. Anoint us to be Your servants, Jesus. Yeah. Lord's really here with power for healings. One of the things the Lord's doing during these days is supernatural healings. And I feel a tremendous anointing for someone's head. You've had a problem with your head. It could even be spiritual. I saw like a band. If it's not spiritual, it's something like a migraine headache. But God is going to deal with that thing and it's going to be gone. And so respond to whatever the Lord's saying to you. I don't want us to get off into healings, but healings are here for you. Doesn't matter what it is. The Lord is the healer. We've seen doctors healed of cancer. We've seen people who the doctors had given up on healed by the Lord Jesus. We've seen cancers the size of large grapefruits fall off of people's body. The Lord can do anything. I'm telling you guys, nothing is impossible with Him. So welcome the Holy Spirit. Just welcome Him. Say, Holy Spirit, You're welcome. Come in this room in a unique way. Come upon my life in a unique way. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Yeah. One prayer that's being prayed literally, I think, all across the earth in the body of Christ is more, Lord. Have you heard that? More, Lord. More, Lord. Moses prayed that prayer. After he had seen a burning bush, after he'd seen many, many supernatural manifestations, he said, Lord, I want to see Your glory. And God showed me where he got to see the glory of God. So Lord, we want to see Your glory. We want to move into another realm of Your presence. We want You to do anything You want to do here. Okay. Who wants to really just feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit? You're not worried about what people think. You're not worried about reactions. You're not worried about somebody saying, well, I don't know how you could have been so foolish. Anybody want that? Just step down here. I want to look at you in the face a moment. And if that's what you want, and we're going to pray for you. I believe there is going to be an impartation. I believe there's going to be a releasing of the anointing. That's good. Well, good. Well, one thing I really like across the earth, and it's been kind of refreshing, is the holy laughter. Y'all have seen that happen? One time when it first started happening years ago, people started contacting us and said, what is this new stuff? And come to find out, it's not new at all. It's happened years and years and years ago. Really did. They had what was called the Cane Ridge Revival years and years ago, and people were drunk for days, and they'd have to stack them in their wagons and send them home. In our church, we have designated drivers where we keep them out of the meeting room where they can, this is the truth, drive people home. We've had people so intoxicated by the presence of God they couldn't get out of the parking lot, and they just were really in a mess. But it's okay. It's okay. You believe that? It's fun, isn't it? Isn't it awful when this gets on us? But it's great. It really is wonderful. We were in Spokane the other day, and people were drunk, just drunk in the Holy Ghost. But I like that, don't you? I'm looking for... Yeah. Isn't that fun? Say more, Lord. Just ask Him for more. Just ask Him for more. Who's got more for you? Yeah. Isn't it warm? Yeah. How do you feel? I feel good. No. Yeah, I feel good. Isn't that something? Doesn't that feel great? You want that? Ask the Lord for that. You want that? Ask Him for it. Yeah.
It's so strange. Boy, the Lord is wonderful. Y'all know He's wonderful. And He really knows how to deal with us in a way that we won't get in a mess. We were in a meeting kind of like this, and people were falling under the Spirit, and they were getting drunk in the Holy Ghost. And I got in front of one lady, and sometimes the Lord will let us pick up on what they're thinking and what they're feeling. And here's what this dear lady was saying. Oh, I want to respond. But she had bladder problems, and she was afraid that she would be embarrassed. And so I say to her in a way that she would understand, you can depend on Him. You get it? You can depend on Him. And so it was wonderful for the woman. Matter of fact, I said, you can always depend on Him. And sure enough, it worked out good. When you get... Isn't that nice? Come up here just a second. What's your name? Take a stab. You'll get it. What's your name? Marcia. Marcia. Y'all help her with her name. Marcia.
Marcia.
Well, it's fun, isn't it? John. Yeah. I'm Marcia. He's John. Yeah. Well, it's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you recommend this to the people?
Yes.
Yeah. More. Tell them, say more. Isn't that good? That's good. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. See, prophesy with that shirt. Never look warm. Yeah. Okay. Isn't that pretty neat, isn't it? Do you want that? Say more, Lord.
More, Lord.
More, Lord. You guys, come on down here with me. Y'all just come on down here. More, Lord. Come on in front of them. Let's say, more, Lord.
More.
More, Lord. More, Lord. More.
More, Lord.
More, Lord. That's a good guy. More, Lord.
Double dose, Lord.
More. She can take more.
Triple.
Yeah. Yeah. More, Lord. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Uh-huh. Tell them, say more, Lord.
More, Lord.
More, Lord.
More, Lord.
More, Lord.
Triple
dose, Lord. That's right. Come on. What's your name?
More.
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 Can she touch you? Is that okay with you? Is it okay?
Oh, boy.
Don't rough them up. Just, isn't that something? Here, you can have this, man. More, Lord.
All right.
More, Lord. Let me say, don't rough them up and then slap it on. It's okay. Can I touch you?
Yeah.
Yeah, more, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. More for her, Lord.
Give me more, Lord.
What do you feel? Here's this girl. It was a nurse. You are a nurse.
Yes.
Or just give her a smacking. Here, isn't that neat?
That's neat.
Yeah, it's neat. It's really nice, isn't it?
It's really nice.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to be drunk. I mean, really drunk.
I know. You said it this morning.
Say more, Lord.
More, Lord.
Yeah, more, Lord.
Yeah, more, Lord.
More, Lord. More. Surprise her, Lord. Yes. Surprise her with your spirit. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Come on.
Did I
miss? No. It's okay. It's okay. Oh, you're going to be wild, too. Oh, but in a wonderful kind of way. Yeah, He's got everything in control. Really, I'm telling you.
I know.
He's got everything answered for you. Really. Come here just a second. Is this okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me more, Lord.
More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. Oh, yes. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. More. 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 Whoop. Ooh, you feel that? Feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Say more, Lord.
More, Lord.
More. More.
More.
More.
More, Lord.
Yeah, here.
More, Lord.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Wasn't that nice? Yeah. It's fun, too, wasn't it? You like that? Yeah.
like that. Let me drunk for a while, but it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Lord, touch this brother in Jesus' name. Get him drunk in the Holy Ghost for a while. Yes. Yeah. Missionary. That's what we talked about the other night. That was this morning, wasn't it? Seems like we...
More,
Lord. Boy, I feel anointing all over your hands. Isn't this... Feel of this. Feel like slicky. You feel that? We've been touching people and oil begins to pour out of their hands. It's a sign, but it's pretty neat. And it really is neat. That's neat. Yeah. Look here. Look at this red spot right here. God's going to touch you. He's going to help you. Say, Lord, I want your power.
Lord, I want your power.
Yeah. She's pretty radical. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I'm going to shake you up, girl. I'm going to shake her up, but it's good. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she said, God, I want it. I want it. You're going to get it too. Yeah, yeah. Bless her, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You get what you ask for. It's right. Can I touch your ears? Lord, open her ears to hear you. Dreams, visions that come from the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Look at this bartender. She's doing good. Come on and help us, John. Yeah, though it's really precious. Yeah. Here, you want this? You can have it, you know. I like this kid. He's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. Here, can I touch your hands? What do you think is going to happen? Ask the Lord to touch you. Yes, Lord. Touch her. Touch her, Lord. Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. He said he's going to have healing in his wings for you. So there's healing. I don't know if it's emotional, physical, but I know he's coming with healing for you. Lord, do this for this girl. Yes. She's giving a running commentary.
Commentary.
Yeah. 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 You hear? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're going to be drunk. You'll like this. Wow. Wow. God really wants to use you. He's going to use you too. That's right. That's right. He said he will show himself as a healer. You know, you're going to find that out. You know, he really does, you know. Yeah. Plus, he's going to get all over you. Yeah. 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 More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. Here, take this right here. You can have this. Well, good. You okay? Yeah, Nancy feels good and hot. You feel hot? I like that. Here. Say, Lord, touch me. Yeah, touch me, Lord. Touch her, Lord. That's right. That's right. Lord, to hear her cry and answer the cry, Lord Jesus. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. 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 Lord, touch her. Yeah. Here, man. Take this. You can have it. You've been looking for breakthrough. He's going to give it to you. Yeah. Lord, smack him a good one. Change everything around.
Yeah.
That's right.
Here. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Here, you can have this. It's going to shake your life up, but you're going to have a good time with it. It'll be fun.
Yes,
it'll be
Lord.
Fun. I'll just shake you around anyway. He's going to shake you around. That's what he's doing.
Up, Lord.
Yeah. Yes, bless her, Jesus.
More, Lord. Yes.
Yes, bless her, Lord Jesus. Don't let her buff her head. Yeah. Yeah. You like this, don't you? You'll be drunk for a while. Step up here. Yeah. Say something. Yeah. 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 You're going to be drunk for a good while. Is that okay with you? Good and drunk for a good while. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Come say more. More. Yeah. Yeah. Lord, smack her, Lord. Smack her, Lord. Yes. That's right. Give her more. More, 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 more. You know those snorters? Yeah, yeah. He really loves you. Breakthrough for you. Yeah. Over here surfing with him. Yeah. Yeah. Lord, touch. Whoop. Whoop. Well, good. Here, man, take this. Take it. Yeah. Take this. Yeah. Yes. Smack this old boy. Here, what do you think? What do you think? It's going to be okay, you know.
Yeah.
How you feel?
Huh?
I feel good. Yeah, it really is. Lord loves you. Lord loves you. Lord rest your anointing on you. Well, what do you think? Well, it's going to be, isn't this a pretty girl? Come here, baby. What's your name?
Patricia.
How old are you, sugar?
Nine.
Well, you're really precious. Can I pray for you? Let's ask the Lord to touch you, okay? Lord, I pray you'll come and touch Patricia. Lord, come and keep her. Watch over her, Lord Jesus. Minister to her, Master. Keep her for yourself. Pray you'll use her in her life, Lord Jesus. Bless her now. Keep her for you. Can I pray over your head? Lord, touch her and bless her. Keep her all the time for yourself, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's good. You'll get good dreams, sugar. The Lord's going to come with good dreams for you. She'll get good dreams, Lord, and you keep her and watch over. I like your hair. It's pretty. It's pretty hair. Don't you think that's pretty hair? I think that's pretty hair. Yeah. Yeah. What do you think's going to happen? Yeah, she said, ready? Yeah, you really are ready. The Lord says to tell you you're precious. Really, He really loves you. You're precious. And you're adventurous. That's going to be a good thing for you. And so it's going to be good. Yeah. Yeah. So, Father, I thank you for Mary. I thank you, Lord, for her heart. I thank you for this time in her life. He said He'll come and visit with you where you know for sure and settle every question you've got. And then He said you'll have tenacity then. You'll hang on to the things. Never to let them be shaken away from you. You really are concerned about people. You love them. And so God really loves her. He's going to share Himself with her. He's going to convince her that it's absolutely Him. And then you'll have to run to keep up with her. Isn't that something? Because you thought, oh, well, honey, you make the decision. I'll just follow. No, no. This is God's going to come and visit with you. And you're going to know it. And you're going to know it. And He's going to put this in your heart so strong, nobody can ever take it away from you. And when you've got it like that, nobody can get it away from you. And He really loves you. Father, I thank you for Mary. I thank you for her heart extended to you. Bless her now. Use her in a mighty way. He said to tell you you're training the champions, those little boys. He said you're doing very faithful with that. And He does call them champions. So Lord, I thank you for this. That is really a labor of love. And it really is really something. And it's like Hannah when she said, I'll lend them to you, Lord. I'll give them to you. Well, that's neat. Wonderful, warm anointing now. You feel that? You can have this all the days of your life. You can have it. Just more, Lord. Well, good. You can have this. You can have this. Yeah. Say more, Lord.
More, Lord.
Yeah. Now He's going to whack you good, and it's good. Yeah. Lord, touch her. Yeah. Yeah, He loves what's happening with you.
I'm one of those that's afraid to fall.
Yeah, she said, I'm afraid to fall. Yeah. Don't worry about falling. We'll hang on to you. We'll hang on to you. That's right. That's right. That's right. You're backed up. Say, Lord, whack me.
Lord, whack me.
Yeah.
Lord, whack me.
Yeah. Lord, that's right. Lord, whack her a good one. Yes, Lord. Oh, whack me. Oh, yes. More, Lord. Just drunk in His presence, Lord. Yes. Yeah. She said, my head's swimming. Well, mine is too, but it's okay. Yeah. It's okay, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's all right. What happened to you? Come here. Come on.
Come by, Heather.
Come on. Come on. Heather, is that your name? Come on. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. It's all right. Okay, Lord bless her. Lord bless her. Keep her for you, Jesus. Yeah, watch over. That's good. No bad dreams. Okay? Okay? Really, it's going to be okay. It's going to be real peaceful. Where she sleeps is going to be peaceful. I saw the Lord stationing peace around her.
I feel like she's in a lot of pain. And it feels like it might be physical pain. And it's making me hurt.
Ooh. Am I going to be in crying?
And,
yeah. What do you think's going to happen?
No. I don't have a clue.
Sister.
Do what? Do you know this lady?
I do. I think.
That's your friend? You grew up with?
She's my sister, my friend.
Said, what has happened to her? It's okay. She's just, it's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It really is okay. Yeah. Never have a better time in your life. So, you can believe that from your friend, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me your name, your first name.
Debbie.
It's okay, Debbie. Yeah.
It's okay. It really is.
So you know she normally wouldn't act like that.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I'm not legal.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Ooh. Oh, Lord.
Ah. Isn't that fun?
Oh, is it?
You having fun?
Oh, man.
A refill? Yeah. 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 Isn't that? And it is legal. It's legal.
Oh, yeah. Now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's right. Drunk in the Holy Spirit. It really is something. I say, Lord, touch me.
Lord, touch me.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Yeah. It really is something. Lord, bless this dear girl. Let your anointing come for her. And do for her what you want to do for her. Where her focus is on you, living Lord Jesus. And I bless her now in Jesus' name.
Her openness to you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Let her sing to you, Father.
Yeah, she is. She's having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
She feels real, real warm. Her head's going. Ooh, ooh. How's your head going? Yeah. Yeah. Now. Yeah. Come here. Have you ever been shot? You know, here. Sometimes we do fast draw and shoot people, but they get over it. You know. And so we shoot them down with the Holy Ghost. You know. And the Lord said it's okay to demonstrate. That's one of the demonstrations we do. Is we go wham and people fly through there. Do you want this?
I'll tell you anything
yeah.
The Lord has.
Yeah. Hold your hands out like this. I'll just shoot you in the hands this time. Okay. You ready? Pow! 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 Yeah. 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 You don't think it works, but it really works. Ooh, it's okay. Yeah. Yeah. What do you think's gonna happen to you? What's your name?
Bonnie.
Bonnie? Like in Bonnie and Clyde? Yeah. 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 Ask the Lord to touch you. What do you think about Jesus?
Saved my life.
He did, didn't he?
Saved my life.
That's how much he loves us. Isn't that wild? Ask him to touch you. Say, Lord Jesus, touch me with your spirit.
Touch me with your spirit.
Yeah. Lord, I release the kingdom of God for her. Lord, release your power for her.
Release my power, Lord.
No, Lord, every person in Jesus' name. Lord, break every curse. Yeah. Let her feel your presence, Jesus. Yes. Just give her peace. Just give her some peace. Some peace. She just needs some peace. That's okay. Just needs some peace. Yeah. I saw that where she sleeps is going to be real peaceful. Where she lays down and where you sleep is going to be very peaceful. Okay?
We pray for that.
Yeah, that's good. And the Lord's going to really see that that happens. Okay? Yeah, Lord's really working with you. And so when you make a vow to Him, when you say something, He really keeps it. Okay? And that's, it's an honor deal. And you know about that. Yeah. Yeah. Ask the Lord, say, touch me. Yes, Lord, touch him more. More, Lord.
Yeah. What happened?
The deacon. Come on.
I saw him sitting back there. It's okay. What's your name? What's your name? Bob. My name's Bob. See, this is a Bob too. It's going to be okay. That's all right. It's really okay. Yeah. That's right. That's right. You can't. We can't misspell our name, can we?
No way.
That's right.
BBO.
Yeah. What do you think's going to happen to you?
I don't have any idea.
Matt's
going to
get healed. And his boss going to fill him with the Spirit.
He seems to know.
That's my preacher.
That's your preacher. Isn't that something? Well, it's really going to touch you. Really, it's going
to
touch
you. Whatever he wants to do.
That's right. Said his back's going to get healed.
Yeah, he's got sciatica.
Isn't that something? I had that. Yeah, I said, Lord, either heal me or kill me. It hurt me that bad. I said, heal me or kill me.
I could go for that.
Yeah, man, I take pills as long as my little finger.
I don't take no
pills. And didn't help me at all.
Nope.
So the Lord said, you're healed. I said, God, I'm hurting. I ain't healed. He said, you're healed. I said, God, I'm hurting. I'm not healed. He told me three times. I'm laying on the floor crying, and I turn over like this and get the TV control off the coffee table, punch it on, and the Lord said, 2,000 years ago, you were healed. And just then the TV warmed up, and Benny Hinn said, yes, 2,000 years ago, you were healed. And guess what? I said, I'm healed. Never had another moment's problem. Not another moment's problem. That's the truth. So, Lord, you don't love this Bob more than you love this Bob. What you did for one, you do for another.
I agree.
So smack this guy, heal him, get him drunk in the Holy Ghost, and wow, Lord. Drunk in the Holy Ghost, and wow. Drunk in the Holy Ghost. Yeah. More. Take it, Bob. You'll love it, man. More. Yeah. Oh, Bob, what a wonderful whoosh of anointing went through there to Bob. Do you know Bob? Isn't that good? And yeah, isn't that neat?
She is yeah. Bob. Yeah. Drunk in it.
That's right.
I'm so full that there's nothing that can come near me. I know it.
Yeah, that's right. Radical. Lord, make this woman radical.
Yes, radical person.
Yeah, make her radical. Woo! Say it. That's right. Here, lady, you can have this. Oh, yes. Oh.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yeah, you can get a physical healing. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Lord's a healer. What's wrong with you? You remember I shook your head around? I said, I want to shake your head around. Isn't that something? I believe that's what the Lord was saying. He was bringing healing. So, Lord, heal every vertebra, everything that's wrong there. Make it right, Lord Jesus. And we release healing for her. In Jesus' name, every bit whole. Yeah. Grab hold of one lady and God had healed her neck. I said, what was wrong with her neck? And she said it was broken in four places. And that's the truth. You don't know, but it's going to be okay. Come over here a moment. Yeah. She said, I don't know what I feel about this guy. Well, I know what you feel about me, but it's okay. Yeah. You kind of touch your hands. You could trust a guy like me, couldn't you? Yeah. Yeah. Tell her, say, it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell her again, it's going to be okay. Yeah. Yeah, really, it's okay. Yeah. You're going to get that from God. Dreams. I'm talking about real dreams that come from Him. Lord, open her ears and her eyes to hear and see in the supernatural at night. Bless your Lord. Bless your Lord. Go ahead and breathe real deep. It's okay. One more time. You hear that? There's a roar in the camp. It's okay. One more time. Real deep. The Spirit is breath. You know, it's pneuma, and that's what He's doing. He's really coming deeper and deeper in your chest. So, Lord, bless this dear girl. Yeah. Yeah, you're going to get an impartation from the Lord that will really help you in these days. Lord, bless her. Show her what you have for her life, Lord Jesus. We release blessings upon her. We declare the will of God be done with her life in Jesus' name. Yeah. So He's going to put all the pieces together in your life. You've been wondering about it. I saw a puzzle being put together, and the Lord said He's going to put every piece together. And it's going to be okay. No more of that. You've been trying to put it together yourself. And I see the Lord putting all the pieces together. And He's going to make a finished work out of it. It's okay. You feel all that? Yeah, I do too. It's really good. It's going to be okay.
It really is okay. You believe that? Give me five. It's okay. Don't worry. It's okay. It's okay. It's really okay. I'm sure that... Come here. This is a wild girl. Come here. Come here. Come here. Yeah. Yeah. I'll hang on to you. You don't want to fall?
No.
I'll hang on to you.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. Lord's going to use you. He's really going to use you. You have a destiny and a call from God. The enemy's been trying to weird that out on you, but God is going to turn all of it away. Okay? Can I pray over your head? Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for the blood of the covenant. We apply the blood of the Lamb over this dear girl. I thank you, Lord, for your destiny for her. We claim her for the kingdom of God, the purposes of God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. He's going to make you bold for the things of God. The enemy's been pulling and pulling, but God said, I'm going to rescue you. I'm going to rescue your mind when you think about Him. Okay? I'll hang on to you. I won't let you fall. Lord Jesus, touch her. Make her bold for you, Jesus. Bold. Bold for you. Yep. So that's what He's going to do. He's going to make you a warrior for Him, a warrior for the Lord. You're real brave like that. And so He's going to help you. You believe that? Yeah. Look at, I'll hang on to you. I won't let you fall. It's really the Lord. He won't let the enemy destroy your life. Okay? You understand that? The Lord didn't create you to be destroyed. You understand that? Give me five. Isn't that neat? It says, going to work. That's right. That's right. He's for you. The Lord is for you. He's for you. He's for you. He's going to make ways for you. Okay? He really loves you too. God bless you. Really precious to Him. He's going to fight for you. Make you a real warrior. You believe that? I'm sure of it. Yeah. God bless you. That's really sweet. Yeah. Come here, is that Arizona Gene Company? It's okay.
Look at
that. That's right. Oh, you guys. These are pretty radical guys, aren't they?
That's my brother and his friend.
I like to say. Yeah, get over here. So this is your brother?
That's my brother.
That's my brother. Oh, what you do? No, he's a nice guy. Really, the Lord's going to use you. He's giving you leadership deals and going to use you. And going to make a real evangelist out of you to share the gospel. When we think evangelist, we think it's like Billy Graham or something like that. But there's all kind of giftings now to lead people to Christ. And you're going to get that? Yeah. Plus, you're really going to be wild in the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Have you ever thought about playing a guitar? You know anything about that? Does she ever mess with a guitar? Just started. Isn't that something? See, I was picking up. See, she's picking up that you're going to play a guitar and the Lord's going to bless that. Really? Really? The Lord came to me one time. He said, tell him I really like that Jimi Hendrix sound. And I thought, oh, no. But the Lord said it really was him. He liked the Jimi Hendrix sound. You know, not the lifestyle, but he liked the sound. So that's a kind of, you know, sounded like two cats fighting. But it's going to be okay. Tell her it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah. 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 You're a king. Yeah. Say, Lord.
Lord.
Here I am.
Here I am.
Do anything you want to with me.
Do anything with me you want to.
That's right. Say, I'm going to be radical.
I'm going to be radical.
I'm not going to sit on the fence.
I'm not going to sit on the fence.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. The Lord said you're going to be funky for Him. And really, I'm telling you, it's okay. It really is okay. Yeah. Plus, you're going to get drunk tonight. Yes. Make her drunk for a few days. Tell her, say, take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Yes. Tell it. Yeah. 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 What do you feel? Ah, he feels warm and good. Warm and good. Well, good. What's wrong with you?
I'm watching my children.
You're watching your children. These your children?
Those are my children.
Isn't that something? I saw that she's going to play the guitar. The Lord said she's going to play the guitar. And it really was going to be Him. He was going to help her with it. Come here a minute. Yeah. Oh, me. He said, I didn't think you would get me up here. Look here. Look here. What do you think is going to happen to you? Look at, she's having fun. Isn't this the way to do it? Now, if they're going to get drunk, the church house is the place to do it, isn't it?
She's been drunk before,
yeah,
like this.
Yeah. Isn't that good? Yeah. I think she needs a good strong dose, don't you? A good strong dose. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Super, yeah, super funky. Yeah. Payback time. Yeah. Yeah. Can she touch you? Tell her, say, more, more, more. This is pretty good.
Come on, Jenny, let's go. Get my, get my.
Yeah, yeah. Can she skate? Can you skate?
Very little.
I got a concussion last time I was on the plane. No joke, I fell over and gave me a concussion. That was a long time ago. That's good. Say, Lord. Yeah, I learned never to get on them again. Never been on another pair. Yeah. Say, Lord, touch me. Yeah. Yeah, the Lord touched me. Yeah. Can I pray over your head? Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your anointing. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.